Good morning. Turn to John 15. John 15, verses 5 through 8. I'll read that now. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I am him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. Does anyone here desire for their life to bear fruit? Anyone? Can I see a show of hands? All right. How about bearing much fruit? Which is what our passage says. Well, in here, in this passage here, Christ tells us that fruit will come if we abide with him. Now, this word abide, although we know it from the Bible, it's probably not one that you use in your daily vocabulary, is it? It's not one that I use very often. Yet it's a very, very good word. It's a very good word in this case to understand what it means. Because Christ declares how our abiding in him is central to bearing fruit in our lives for his glory. So in the original language, a simple definition of the word abide would mean to stay or to remain with. To stay with, to stay close to. And that's what we're to do with Christ. We're to stay close to Christ. But we see through the picture of the vine and the branches that it goes beyond just staying close to Jesus, because there's actually a connectedness. In fact, so close as to be organically connected. Now, that's pretty close when you're connected to something, isn't it? Children, let me ask you a question. What happens to the branch of a tree if we cut it off of that tree? Does it continue to grow? Does it continue to produce leaves and fruit? No, it can't. Its leaves wither, and it's going to die, isn't it? That branch and those leaves are going to shrivel up. Because we know when it's not connected to the trunk, it can't live. It's critical to life to be connected. And so, yes, in abiding, there's a staying close. There's that connection, but there's also a dependency. A dependency upon Christ. A dependency on Christ for truth, for life, for sustaining grace. Now, notice, Christ's words are pretty direct and pretty sobering. It's pretty black and white regarding our abiding with him. Do you see that? We cannot kind of or occasionally be abiding in Christ. It's all or nothing. You either abide in me or you can do nothing. This is just what we see with the branch off the trunk of the tree, though, isn't it? The branch can't be connected to the tree for a few days, and then it's off for a few days, and then it's back on for a few days, or something like that. Nor can a branch just be in proximity to the tree, right? If we lay the branch 5 feet on the ground from the trunk of the tree, does that work? No, it doesn't work. It has to get water. It has to be connected. And so we know that about this illustration Christ is giving us, but do we believe it in our lives? We think, well, I'm abiding in Christ. I guess I could do better, but I'm doing okay. Christ says no. There's no halfway. There's no part-time abiding. There's no lukewarm faith here. You abide in me or you do nothing. I think in our time of confession today here, we need to search our hearts for what we're abiding in. Are we abiding in Christ? Or is it something else? Is something else competing for that connectedness, that dependency? Ask yourself, what are you staying close to? What is your comfort? What is your helper? What do you run to? What do you cling to and hold tightly to? Abide with me falls fast the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Christ gives us one truth we can put right into practice here in verse 7. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. He says, if my words abide in you. So for Christ's words to abide in us, we must know his word and not just memorize them for the sake of memorizing them, but we have to live it out. We have to meditate on them. We have to take them in as who we are and how we live and how we think, so that we're vitally connected to Christ's life-giving words, so that his truth takes residence in our heart. So as we turn to a time of confession now, let us genuinely examine ourselves. Do I abide in Christ? What's stopping me from staying very close to him all day long? Like a branch on a tree, I must be connected to him to receive life. Not just occasionally connected, but continuously connected and abiding to Christ to bear fruit. For as verse 8 says, this is how we glorify our Father in heaven, because we're abiding in Christ and he in us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have given us a freedom from sin, that we may know you, that we may abide in you, that we may lean into you and stay very, very, very close to Jesus all the day long. Oh God, we confess to you that there are things that sometimes pull us away from this, pull us away from a connectedness to Christ, a dependency upon Christ. Oh Lord, we pray you would restore that. God, as our heart, we desire to abide with Christ and for Christ to abide with us. And we take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you.